Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Hey guys, Dr. Mike Wu Ming here. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. I'm a 20 plus year physician entrepreneur, and today I'm going to be talking about a subject which gets a few people kind of weirded out a bit, and that's about finances and specifically about building wealth. And what I want to share with you is how at the end of this episode, that maybe the ways that you think about building wealth is probably wrong, at least not the right direction that which you are going. And, you know, let me guess, maybe you're making good money, maybe even great money, and you're still stressed about your finances. You've got friends from college, maybe they became accountants or in tech or engineering, and they seem to have more financial freedom than you, even though you're probably, you know, 2X or even 3Xing their salary. So here's this thing, and this is probably going to sting a little. Most doctors are financially illiterate. I said it. You know, we can diagnose rare diseases. We can perform complex procedures, but sometimes we handle money. Like medical still just do how they handle their first code blue. There's panic. There's confusion. And there's a lot of coping somebody else knows what they're doing. And having consulted with physician clients, I see this nearly every day. I know doctors, they're making 300, 400K or more, yet somehow they can't afford to take a month off. There's physicians who own their own practice. They've been practicing 15 years, but they have less net worth than their office manager. Attendings who are terrified of insurance reimbursement cuts because they're living paycheck to paycheck. Even though they've got really expensive paychecks, it's not a way to live. And what really is the worst part of it is we're conditioned to accept this. We say, like, this is how medicine goes. It's not like the good old days. We just have to adapt to being employees. And I'm going to call BS on that because today I want to fix that. I've been reading a book called The Wealth Ladder. What the book shows, it's a framework that completely changed how you think about money. And more importantly, I want to show you exactly how to climb it without spending the next 30 years hoping that your 401k doesn't tank and praying that your employer doesn't let you go because they feel you're too expensive. We're going to talk about what we call the great physician money lie. And the lie in medicine is that high income equals wealth. And that's the lie that'll keep you broke. And it's time somebody calls you out on it. I learned this the hard way. I was making decent money as a family doctor, nice salary, nice cars, beautiful home in San Diego, suburbs. But I was miserable. I was working nights. I was doing extra call. I was doing weekends, holidays. I was missing my milestones with my kids. Family vacations, and for what? At the end of the year, after taxes, student loan payments, house payments, luxury car leases, private school tuition, you know, I was saving a minuscule at what I was doing, probably less than 5-10%. And a teacher with a 50K salary was probably saving better than I was doing percentage-wise. But here's the kicker. Even though I felt rich because I was spending a lot of money, I looked successful from the outside. My neighbors seemed envious. But I was really just a high-paid hamster running a very expensive wheel. And that's when I realized something that really changed everything. There's a massive difference between looking rich and being rich. Looking rich means you spend a lot of money. Being rich means you have a lot of money. And most doctors are playing the wrong game entirely. And I don't want you to get trapped in what I see as the doctor lifestyle mythology. You know, they work hard through medical school or residency, and then that you'll be set for life. Then it's a nice house in the suburbs, luxury cars, country club membership, kids in private school. But the mythology was built in a different era. This is when doctors controlled their practices. They set their own fees. They weren't getting squeezed by insurance companies like they do today. They have to deal with hospital administrators or government bureaucrats. And that lifestyle is a trap. It keeps you from working until you drop. I refer to this as the golden handcuffs. But I see this, doctors who've been practicing 10, 15, 20 years or more, who still have less than 500K in net worth. It's not because they're not smart, it's because they're playing the wrong game entirely. Because they're optimizing for lifestyle instead of building wealth. They're thinking like, employees instead of entrepreneurs. They're focused on spending money instead of multiplying it. And that's why I see that most doctors stay broke rich. This is when I see doctors making good money as ER doctors, but you know, then they come to me because they feel stuck. They feel financially stuck. They can't take time off. They can't get put their hours. They can't pursue other interests. With taxes and everything, I see doctors, they're barely saving $40,000 a year. You know, just to make $1 million, you have to wait over 20 years. And that's assuming that the market doesn't crash, there's no emergencies, no major expenses. But the really problem, it wasn't just the math, it's the mindset. If you're thinking like a consumer, you need to start thinking like an investor. You know, every raise, every bonus went towards upgrading that doctor's lifestyle instead of building income generating assets. They're getting a nicer car, bigger house payment, more expensive vacations. Private school tuition goes up and up. And that's what really I get worried about is this trap, because the more money you make, the more expensive your lifestyle becomes. And it's this vicious cycle that keeps smart people from doing stupid things with their money. Now, I don't want you to live like a monk. There's other programs that tell you to do this. It's really to understand how wealth actually works and to start playing the right game at the right level. So talking about this book, The Wealth Ladder, and the author, Nick Majuli, is a financial advisor, and he figured out that its net worth is the important thing. And he divides it up into six different levels, and that each level requires completely different strategies to go on to the next level. Because what got you to one level does not necessarily get you to the next level. And this is crucial, because this is different from a lot of financial advisors think, is that financial advisors think that there's like one size fits all. Just max out your 401k, just buy index funds. Well, that might work if you're climbing into from level 3 to level 4. Now, I'll go through each level specifically, but it's useless if you're stuck at level 1 or level 2. You know, it's prescribing like the same medication for every patient, regardless of the condition. It just doesn't work. So what are these six levels? And I encourage you to go pick up a copy of the book, The Wealth Ladder. Level 1 is if your net worth is less than $10,000. Level 2, $10,000 to $100,000 in net worth. Level 3, $100,000 to $1 million. Level 4 is $1 million to $10 million. Level 5, $10 million to $100 million. Level 6, over $100 million. Now, I know those levels seem pretty daunting, but I want you to understand this, is that the principle to get people to level 6 can dramatically accelerate your journey to whatever level you want. So even if you just want to hit level 4 and call it good, you need to understand level 5 and level 6 strategies will get you there years faster. So each level, and a leverage does this, is what he calls spending freedom. Level 1, remember, is less than $10,000. Level 2 is $10,000 to $100,000. And he describes that is you're getting grocery freedom. You can buy food without checking prices. Level 3, $100,000 to $1 million, is where you get restaurant freedom. You can eat out without guilt. Level 4, $1 million to $10 million, that's where you get travel freedom. You can vacation when and wherever you want. And then it keeps going up from there. And again, these levels are based on net worth, not income. So it doesn't matter if you're making $500,000 a year. If your net worth is $50,000, you're spending everything you earn. That means you're at level 2. Your lifestyle should match your wealth, not your paycheck. And again, this is where I alluded to earlier. This is where doctors get it backwards. They live like level 4 players when they're actually at level 2. That's why they feel broke despite their high incomes. So we'll just take level 1 and 2. This is building your foundation. Level 1 is net worth under $10,000. For doctors, usually this is when we're medical students and we're residents drowning in debt. But if this is you, don't panic. But also don't do what most people tell you to do. The conventional advice being in level 1 is about penny pinching. Cut out coffee, eat top ramen, don't buy anything fun. That's poverty thinking, and it's not going to make you wealthy. The strategy at level 1 isn't about clipping coupons. It's about maximizing your future earning potential. So if you're level 1, you're building probably the most valuable asset possible, your skills. This is what you need to do. Your medical degree, your residency training, your board certification. These are investments that are going to pay dividends for decades. I don't want you to waste them. I remember talking to a resident who was like stressing about his coffee habit because he had $300,000 in student loans. I said, don't skip the coffee if it makes you feel better, but your really problem isn't that, you know, $100 a month you're spending on caffeine. It's not that you're not thinking strategically about maximizing your attending salary. Instead of obsessing over small expenses, focus on big leverage points. What can you do to establish your expertise? What can you do where you can start getting a higher hourly rate? You could finish your training strong. You could pick up learning extra procedures, get additional certifications. Think about moonlighting or locum work for extra income. But the most important thing, I think, is start thinking like an entrepreneur, like not like a perpetual student. You're not going to be broke forever, but don't develop broke habits that you'll need to later break later. Now, level two is 10K to 100K net worth. This is where the new graduate or the new attending often lands after paying down some debt. Maybe they're building an emergency fund. So level two, remember, that's achieving grocery freedom. You can buy food without anxiety. For most doctors, this feels like a huge relief after years of financial stress. But this is where physicians make their first big mistake. They get their first attending paycheck. Now they think they're rich. They're driving BMWs. They're living in expensive apartments. They're eating out every night. Don't fall into this trap. You know, if you start scaling up your lifestyle, you're just going to go back to living paycheck to paycheck in 4 to 6 months. You just have more expensive stuff. The strategy when you're in this level is about income, but it's more sophisticated. You know, you want to get additional education, just like a level one. This is a lot higher pay. Maybe that's getting a fellowship. Maybe that's getting an MBA. Maybe that's learning business skills that could help you start a practice. You know, for myself, I learned about marketing. What that allowed me to do is I learned a skill that other people wanted to pay me for just besides my medical degree. And that's where I started to increase my level. But the key here on both these levels we're willing to is increasing your income will build wealth faster than just obsessing over expenses. You can control your spending, but don't penny pinch your way to poverty. What you want to invest in is your skills, your knowledge that can pay dividends to go up a level. Now, level three, this is where a lot of doctors are at. This is where good doctors get comfortable and then they stop growing. Level three is $100,000 to $1 million net worth. Some might refer to this as middle class wealth, and it's where most mid-career physicians end up. You've paid off your student loans, maybe you're maxing out your retirement accounts. You can eat out with guilt. Life is comfortable. And that's exactly the problem, because comfortable is the enemy of being wealthy. I see too many doctors get comfortable and they stay there for decades. They're making good money. They're living well. The kids are in good schools. They take nice vacations. So why rock the boat? Because comfortable doesn't give you options. Comfortable doesn't protect you from insurance cuts, hospital layoffs, being replaced by AI, practice closures. Comfortable doesn't let you work less, travel more, or pursue other interests. Comfortable is just expensive mediocrity. Now, this strategy for level three is investing in income-producing assets, not just retirement accounts, assets that generate cash flow while you sleep. This could be stocks, real estate. I went this route about owning my own businesses, getting involved in startups, anything that pays you, whether you show up to work or not. People got excited about this in the FIRE movement. And this is where they recommend in the book, you need to aggressively save and invest, even often 50% or more of your income. Now, I know most of us think that's impossible because of our lifestyle expectations. What that allows you to do, it allows you to grow. Instead of spending money on the latest, you know, gadget or the most luxurious car, you know, you could focus on building 4 real estate properties. Now you're generating cash flow. Now you're building passive income. Again, the key is, on this one, is accumulating knowledge. Don't just buy properties randomly. Educate yourself on the strategies you want to invest in, real estate investing. Maybe you're going to get into a syndication. Learn how to analyze deals. Learn how to buy areas in strong rental demand. You have to treat real estate like how you treat your medicine, right? But expertise and with precision. Then you find out you start developing passive income. Guess what you can do? You can start cutting down your shifts. Maybe you go from full-time to part-time. What this does is give you options. And that's really the power of level three here, is where you take your active income into passive income. Hey, your high salary is great. It only lasts as long as you keep working. If your income is dependent on the number of patients you see, I say this again and again, then this is where, you know, you're one step going from level three and down to level two here. You know, don't optimize comfort, but instead focus on growth. You don't need to buy bigger houses, but you need to start thinking smartly. Just because you spend a lot of money on a house, it's just an expensive place to live. It's not generating income for you. It's generating expenses, property taxes, maintenance, insurance, your HOA, the opportunity cost on the down payment. And that expensive house is keeping you at level 3 and not helping you reach the next level, which is level 4. So level 4 is 1 million to 10 million. Net worth. Congratulations. Now you are a millionaire. This is where most people consider this upper middle class wealth. Now you got travel freedom. This is where you can vacation when and where you want without having to worry about the financial impact. Now this is where many physicians hope to be, traditional retirement age. But again, the thing you can only reach there is if you're strategic about it. So what does a level 4 physicians have? They've got substantial investments across multiple accounts. They own real estate. Maybe they have equity in a medical practice or other businesses. Passive income here might be covering 30 to 50% of your living expenses. By most people's standards, you're financially secure and successful. But this is where I think the book really gives you its most powerful insight, because what got you to level 4 won't get you to level 5. Because up until now, you built wealth primarily through high earned income and smart investing. But to reach the next level, $10 million net worth, you need to fundamentally change your approach. And this is where most successful professionals, this is where they plateau. They've optimized the employee investor game, but they haven't learned the business owner game. And without that shift, you're never going to really truly reach financial freedom. So from level 4 to level 5, this is where you really need to own a business. Not just being self-employed, but own a real business. And this is a massive difference that most doctors don't understand. Because when you're self-employed, it means you own a job. You stop working, the money stops coming in. But I see this with doctors who own solo practices. They might make good money, but they can't take a vacation without losing income. They're tied to their practice like they were tied to their hospital shifts. So that's not freedom. That's expensive self-employment. You really want to create a business that makes money without you. It's got systems, employees, processes that generate revenue, whether you're there or not. So for physicians, this one might mean you're owning multiple clinic locations. You're building a telemedicine platform, starting a medical device company. Maybe you're creating health-related online businesses on here. Now, I'm not going to say it's easy. I own a business. It's not easy. There's risk. There's a steep learning curve and requires developing entirely new skills. And most of us aren't trained in entrepreneurship, leadership, marketing, or business management. Or I'm happy if you're a listener to me, hopefully I've educated a few of these things on here. And you're going to make mistakes. You're going to face stepbacks. You're going to have to deal with employees. You're going to have to handle responsibilities you never learned in medical school. But for most, getting to that next level is worth the effort to do it. It requires a fundamental shift in mindset and strategy. And again, there's nothing wrong if you want to stay at level 4. That's fine. But if you want to dream bigger, this is what you need to do. But what I found out is there's really two ways to build significant wealth as a physician. You can be an extremely high earner who saves aggressively for 30 plus years, or you can become a business owner who builds equity that compounds much faster than savings. Most people choose option one, and that's by default, not by design. They work harder. I think the second one is if you do it, this will allow you to get off that hamster wheel. Envisioned ownership is different. Again, it takes time. I struggled for quite a bit, but now I'm able to work when I want, whenever I want. I can retire if I need to. And if you follow the cash flow quadrant, it's very similar to what he talks about in the wealth ladder. You have to go from being an employee or self-employed to becoming a business owner and investor. Most doctors are highly paid employees, and that's fine with it, as long as you know what you can do. But the wealthy ones figure out that they need to become business owners, who then reinvest their profits into other assets. Then you got level 5 and level 6. This is 10 million to 100 million and beyond. This is where you move from building wealth to having genuine impact on the world. And realistically, most doctors will never reach these levels, and that's completely fine. But understanding the principles can accelerate your journey to where you want to go. At level 5, you got house freedom. You can buy your dream home without major financial strain. At level 6, you got impact freedom. The ability to use your money for major philanthropy projects, funding research, making large-scale investments that can change industries and change communities. And the strategy from climbing from level 5 to level 6 is to scale businesses. Not just owning one profitable business, building systems that create multiple income streams, taking a company national or global. Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong went from a surgeon to a billionaire through biotech ventures. He owns the LA Times and lots of different ventures. I think he's part owner of sports teams. And again, the principle is leverage, because now he's using other people's time, money, and expertise, and he's multiplying results far beyond what, you know, most of us can think of individually. And again, you don't have to go to level 6. You don't have to go to level 5. But I just wanted to share with you what the book shows. Is the potential is there, and that you have to understand using strategies for each level to get you there. So enough about this. I encourage you to pick up the book. But if you want some take-home advice on here, the first step is calculate your net worth. Not what you think it is, but what you actually is. Assets minus liabilities. This includes your savings accounts, your investment accounts, retirement accounts, home equity, business equity. And then subtract everything that you owe. Student loans, credit cards, mortgage loans, other debt on there. And it might be shocking when you find out, and a lot of us are, because they're doing well, because they get paid a good hourly rate. But often the net worth tells a different story. So once you find out your net worth, so you figure out what level you are and start using the right strategy for each level. If you're at level four, but you're using level two strategies, stop it. Remember, level one or level two is focusing on maximizing your income, getting your hourly rate, increase your hourly rate, building skills. Level three is focused on investing and developing income producing assets. Level four, start thinking seriously about business ownership. And again, whatever you do, stop that lifestyle inflation. You don't have to keep up with the Joneses. Your lifestyle should match your net worth, not your income. Okay? I'm not telling you that you need to live like a monk, but be intentional about your spending. You know, ask yourself this, the next big purchase you make, is this moving me closer to financial freedom or am I going away from it? Fourth, I want you to start thinking like an owner, not an employee. Have that owner mindset on here. What can you do? Start developing skills that others would pay for. Maybe it's consulting with hospitals. Maybe it's creating online courses for their doctors. Maybe it's creating a medical app or a device. Maybe it's building a cash pay practice that serves patients better than insurance-based medicine on here. Now, the goal isn't to completely quit your job and start your business. It's start thinking about ways to create value that aren't directly tied to your time. Build your education. Build your financial education. Medicine didn't come naturally to you. Financial might be a different beast, but you still need to learn from mentors. You know, you're going to make mistakes, but it's better to learn it from others who've already experienced the same mistakes. Read books about investing, listening to podcasts like this, attend conferences. We've got PIMDCon that's coming up in September. I'd love for you to attend. You're going to be with like-minded individuals who think about these same things. Join physician groups focused on financial independence and business development. Most importantly, I want you to take action. Maybe if you read about it, I know the doctors, they love to research everything till the cows come home. But it's time you need to start thinking about building assets. You got to start building something. And again, this isn't easy. We weren't taught this stuff in medical school. The wealth ladder isn't guaranteed to be easy. But I think it's a proven path that financial freedom that, you know, physicians before you have done, and this is what they did to get there here. So it's time to stop trading time for money and to start building systems that work for you. Pick up his book. I don't know the author. I hope to meet him, but it really resonated with me. And that's why I wanted to share this book to you. And again, physicians, we're going to have our ups and downs, especially as entrepreneurs. But you got to do something a little each day to get you closer to your goals and to keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now, let's get to work.